Anna Matronic, real name Anna Lynch, is best known as a member of the colorful retro pop group Scissor Sisters. Her mother was a painter of religious icons for Greek and Catholic churches in Portland, Oregon, and was the first person to paint a nipple onto a portrait of Christ. Her father worked for a bioengineering company. Somehow, the fascination with science and society and lifestyle took hold. A student at college in Portland, Matronic thought she might devote her life to studying cyborgs and artificial intelligence and their effect on society. But instead, she moved to live out her curiosity rather than write scholarly papers about it. Francie looked up at Culligan and Charlie. Culligan was overjoyed at the sight of her. "Howdy, Francie. Like your new hairdo?" She had on the same wig she always wore, long black curls that fell halfway down her back. Charlie had known her for 10 years, and he had no idea what her real hair looked like. As far as he knew, she might have been completely bald under there. She ignored Culligan and unloaded on Charlie. "You heard what I told Dennis. I'm not going on. Fuck paying you a $25 stage rental. I'll be lucky to make 10 tonight." Culligan was hurt. "You know I'm good for 20, Francie." "That still puts me $5 in the hole." Charlie sighed. The old speech, one last time. "You know, when Picasso took a shit, he didn't call it a sculpture. He knew the difference. That's what made him Picasso. And if I'm wrong about that, I mean, if I totally miss the point here, and somehow puking up your own shitty little neuroses all over people's laps is actually art, then you ought at least realize there's a price to it all. You know? Somebody pays for your 2 minutes on CNN. Somebody always pays for people like you. And if you don't get that, and if you can't see at least that much, then you're about 2 inches away from using babies to make lampshades and calling it furniture." "'Cause I know a lot of gay people in Wyoming. I know a lot of people, period. I've lived up here some 20-odd years, you see what I'm saying? And I don't think Wyoming people give a damn one way or another if you're gay or straight. That's just what I just said. It doesn't matter. If there's 8 men and 1 woman in Wyoming bar, which is often the case, now you stop and think. Who's getting what? You see what I'm saying? Now, geez, don't take a big, intelligent mind to figure that one out.